What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And again, the phone numbers to call in. We do not have a working toll-free. I'm promised that will be here soon. 512-716-1603. 512-716-1883. 512-716-1897. Back to you, John. What's next on your agenda?
Going into the war zones, and as you say, the plural, zones plural, yes. Looking at this negotiation that took place in Geneva with Kerry and Putin, it looks like the Putin Express still rolls on, and it looks like he's rolled over Mr. Kerry. And it looks to me as if Putin now is in charge of what's going to happen in Syria. And
The U.S. has already backed off their requirement that they be allowed to protect Al-Qaeda. So at this point, I think the U.S. is thinking they need to get out of this in a way where they can still look victorious. See, we went into Syria to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Mission accomplished. We're going to go home, even though we know the real mission was to replace Assad.
Well, that's what it was always about. Every time Kerry spoke, it was, he has to go. You know, he must leave by August or, you know, bad things will happen. But it didn't seem that bad things will happen. It happened to Mr. Kerry and his administration, the Obama administration. I think they've made such a mess of this thing. I mean, if you look what's happening now, Putin is making deals with Qatar, you know, the Gulf Cooperation people. The whole Middle East is changing. It's a complete sea change, and it's moving from America to Russia.
Yeah, it is. Well, it isn't so much that it's moving to Russia and China as the United States is a nation in decline. It's destroyed itself, and it destroyed itself because we've had decades of government that are wonderful drug lords and money launderers and criminals, but lousy administrators.
Yeah, and my last comment is that when you switch CNN or MSNBC or NBC on, I expect to see the logos start burning and going up in flames, because they're doing it to themselves. They're making themselves completely unreliable, and you just can't believe a word that's coming out of their mouths. It's just amazing. This is completely self-inflicted. The nonsense they've been selling to the American people. And I think, as one of the previous callers said, the people are waking up to the fact that they're not being given the information, and that's the main job of the media, is to give reliable, honest information so you can make a value judgment on.
Well, that's what we're told the job of the media is, but we know the real job of the media is to convince us to think what governments and corporations want us to think. And now everybody understands that's the reality, and that's why trust in the corporate media is at 6%. Trust in the independent media is considerably higher than that. We're starting to get the audience. We're actually starting to get some serious ad revenues coming in over here. We're the new mainstream right here.
And I think it's quite a job well done from hosts like yourself who've been putting this information out, the truth out, as far as you can for so many years now. So now it's paying off, Michael. Maybe you could be the head of CNN eventually. Although you probably wouldn't like that.
I'm relapsing. I'm going to be ill again. No, I wouldn't want to be involved with a CNN or an NBC or ABC. I think we're going to see a brand new media corporation spring up to fill the vacuum left by the existing media corporations, and they will avail themselves of the people in the independent media, because they're going to have to do that to build audience trust. And I think our existing media corporations are basically heading into the Al-Qaeda. They're already losing money left over, left and right. And they've, as of right now, clearly failed in their assigned task to convince us that Hillary Clinton was going to be the wonderful president And they've lost the war for the minds of America. And if they cannot successfully propagandize the American people, nobody's going to cover the huge financial losses that they're incurring.
Well, I think one of the huge media organizations is already in some sort of Chapter 11 protection. Radio programs.
I think you're Clear Channel.
Clear Channel, that's the one.
Yeah, Clear Channel's a major, major economic problem.
Yep. So we're seeing the effects of their propaganda and lies they've been telling us for years.
Yes.
So I can't, you know, wait until this whole edifice collapses in on itself. I think it's already doing it, but that's another story.
Well, this is going to be the hammer blow. If it turns out that Hillary did suffer a serious incident yesterday, all America is going to say, look, you guys were telling us that Hillary's health was perfectly fine, and all of a sudden we find out that she was just, you know, looking for a place to fall over dead. You know, and they're trying to resurrect her and have Hillary go to the debate saying, must have brains. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network, and I take pride in that comment, our network, because the comment and discussion with John in Barbados is we're beginning to see a transition where the American public are turning their back on the corporate media and starting to embrace the independent media, and I think we're going to see some significant changes in the very near future.
Well, all power to your elbow, Michael. keep up the polishing work.
As long as I can. It's hard to think. It's been 22 years since I accidentally stumbled into this particular career. It's been 22 years now. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, listen, John, we're going to let you go. Get on back here to some of the news. I am still seeing copies of a video and a web page from WABC-TV. These went up there, both on WABC's broadcast and also on WABC's website, saying that Hillary Clinton was reported to have died at Montefiore Medical Hospital. Then it was immediately taken down. Remember Generalissimo Francisco Franco, where they kept insisting, oh, no, he's alive. He's still alive. It got to be such a joke. Saturday Night Live made fun of it week after week after week. You know, Francisco Franco is still dead. Good old Chevy Chase there. All right, let's take a phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, I'm just wondering, how do you think they're going to run this now with a debate? I mean, I was just watching, I just had Neocon News on for a minute when I got home. That Dana Perino on there, he's just that's a very much of a Bush, almost like part of the Bush family, that woman. You know, she was a spokesmouth for them, and you can see that she's how favorable she is to Mrs. Slick Willie. I've noticed this for a while, and she, you know, putting her out to saying, oh, she's fine, she needs a little bit of antibiotics and this and that. But it seems to me that it's more than just pneumonia, if it was pneumonia at all. From what you said, you had that might be some mild form of pneumonia, and it, you know, didn't cause you to go into seizures. I looked at the YouTube film there. It looked to me like that woman was having seizures. That's what it looked at, the way she was moving and stuff like that, you know? So how do you think they're going to do this with the debates?
Well, it's a real problem. I mean, because if they can't keep her from going into seizures long enough for her to do the debates, they're in serious, serious trouble. I mean, at the 9/11 memorial, all she had to do was sit there and relax for the duration of the program, and she couldn't even get through that. And I'm looking at that photo of whom I presume to be a nurse telling Hillary to squeeze her fingers. That's a neurological test. And it's part of the diagnostic for Parkinson's disease done over time. But the fact that it's done there at that moment suggests to me that Hillary may have suffered a stroke. I mean, she was already on warfarin, which is a blood thinner. And,
yeah, but she was in worse. Humidin, I think it's called. I think that's even worse. You know? So what do you think? But at the same time, if that's the case, you'd think they would have taken her to the hospital, but 4 hours later she was, out there, meeting people, supposedly.
Well, 4 hours later, somebody was out there meeting people who looked like Hillary Clinton. Yeah, we've already established that Hillary does have a body double. Her name is Teresa Barnwell. She's from North Carolina. And actually, to my mind, she actually looks a little better than Hillary. But she's there dressed in the same clothes. She's wearing sunglasses, different wedding ring, which kind of gave it away. But Hillary would hardly be the first politician or celebrity to use body doubles.
Wow. I mean, you know, you think the mainstream media, I mean, they don't have any credibility. Now, I explained to somebody today, when we talk about the alternate media, we're actually, every one of us really is part of the alternate media. If you go on social media, Facebook, Twitter, whatever else, and post things from different websites, including from yours, Alex Jones, RT, Syrian Republic, you're actually getting the news out. We're much more effective as reporters by doing that. So that gets around, and people see that, you know, see the truth. They see that, you know, what the MSN is telling us is a bunch of nonsense, you know? We are the real media. I mean, there's the alternate media, and then there's the citizen journalist, which is, like I said...
Well, I don't even call it the alternative media anymore. I prefer the phrase independent media, because we're not held enslaved to any corporation. We're not infiltrated by Mockingbird. You know, we are truly an independent media, because nobody's calling in and telling us what stories to do and what stories not to do.
And when they talk about the alt-right, the so-called alt-right, what they're really talking about is people like us, independent media, people who get their news from other than the mainstream media. We're not a bunch of just crazy right-wing fanatics, just the opposite. I mean, there might be some people like that, but for the most part, we're just independents. We don't believe the garbage they're telling us, and for good reason. Not only the media, the corporate media, but we don't believe the government. We don't believe the corporations. We don't believe Wall Street, the Chamber of Commerce, and all the other garbage. All that stuff needs to be brought down, and I hope Donald Trump gets elected, and I think now he will. I hope he really works on changing things, you know? We can't let this go on anymore. We've got to take our country back, you know?
Yes, we do, and that's why now that it looks like Donald Trump is going to win the presidency, barring an assassination, which I'm sure is going to be coming, we have to now focus on cleaning the incumbents out of Congress. Get rid of all these old established fossils like John McCain, who never met a war he didn't like. We need to get rid of all these Israel firsters. We need to get rid of all these Wall Street cronies. We need to scrape out our Capitol building and put all new fresh blood in there who are going to work with Donald Trump and not obstruct his every single move. And when we put this new blood into Congress, we have to remind them, your name is written on your congressional office door in dry erase marker, and we, the people, have that little cloth to wipe it off whenever we decide to.
Do you think, though, that they'll be able to run Kane or Joe Biden now? And how do you think they would do against Trump if that would happen?
The only credible person they have to run, in my mind, would be Bernie Sanders, because under the rules, he's next in line. I think they're going to kick Bernie Sanders out and put in Joe Biden. I don't see any chance for Tim Kaine. But the only way Biden could win is if they assassinate Donald Trump.
You don't think, what about, because he is a pretty good debater. I remember how he slaughtered, what's his name, Ryan that time. Paul Ryan in the last debate there in 2012.
Well, if Biden had been the nominee all along, that would be valid. But Biden, in fact, whoever the Democrats put into that nomination is carrying that Hillary deception stain with them, and that's going to be a tremendous burden to overcome.
I hope you're right on that. But you do think that she's done? You don't think she's even going to run?
If they're using a body double, when WABC is saying she's actually died and then they yank it, all that we know for sure is we don't know. And if it's being covered up, then what happened yesterday was really, really bad. I think
WABC actually said that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where?
It's out on YouTube. In fact, I'm going to put it up during the next commercial break.
Holy. When did they say that? Yesterday?
Yeah, and it came and went in about a 3-minute span. Was on their website as well.
So she might be dead, in other words.
She could be. You know, if they're out there using the body double, And now they're trying to figure out what they're going to do. And like I said, I made that reference to Francisco Franco. They officially denied his death for months after it happened.
But that, well, I was going to say that was a dictatorship at the time, but then again, that's what we've become, too.
Yeah, I was just going to say, look in a mirror. You know.
Okay, that's incredible. What about Slick Williams stuff, if that was the case? Don't you think he would say something?
No. He's fully on board with the maintenance of the narcocracy. He's not going to say anything. He's going
to
do his
reading.
Let's face it. He's free to date again right now.
Yeah, but he wants to get his dirty hands. Well, that was a sham marriage anyway. But he wants to still get his dirty hands back into that White House.
And he can't do it. He's had his two terms. He can't serve a third term. And there is absolutely no law of succession that says the spouse of a president is in line for the office.
No, I mean that's why he wanted to stick it out with Mrs. Slick, because he figured once she's in the White House, he could help run things. And that's what he wanted, I think. Now, he can't do that with a body double, right?
Nope.
So that's why I'm saying, you'd think he would say something if that was the case, if this was a body double.
No, I think he's
a little...
I don't see them as able to run the body double for the actual office. She's out there in her sunglasses waving at the people from a distance. She looks like Hillary Clinton. They couldn't put her on the stage at the debate. There's no way that would ever work.
What is her real name?
Teresa Barnwell.
Is this on, where'd you find it? On YouTube?
Yeah, well, you can just Google her name. I mean, she's made a big deal out of the fact that she's a Hillary lookalike. It's all over the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Just skip on down and read it.
And she's from the Carolinas, huh? Wow.
Yeah, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's where I live. Who knows? Maybe I've seen her already.
It's entirely possible.
Huh? You know how to spell the last name? Barnwell?
Correct.
Oh man, this is getting stranger and stranger. Like, you got to admit, this is.
Oh yeah, you know, it's definitely strange. But at this point, we know one thing for a fact: nobody outside the inner circle has actually seen the real Hillary Clinton since she got into that van yesterday.
She sure looked in bad shape when they escorted her. I mean, it looked to me like she was having a full seizure. You know?
Well, she looked to me like she was having a stroke.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So that might be it then, huh?
Could be. Time will solve that mystery. We do know that we're in the middle of a huge cover-up. The DNC is panicking. The corporate media is panicking. They all don't know what to do. They just carried Hillary's water so long, and now they're stuck. They're stuck with all the lies that they told the American people, and now the American people are about to learn that they really were lies all along. Okay?
I mean, you know, and when they talk about, heat perspiration and all that, it was in the 70s yesterday in New York. I was looking at I looked at my phone, and it was low humidity.
It was 74. It was right at the 9/11 site. It was 74, 46% humidity. I checked myself.
Yeah.
So,
which in New York is fairly low humidity.
Yes.
You know, even for North Carolina here, it's low humidity.
No, it's beautiful weather.
Yeah. I mean, I like my humidity like 10 or 20 degrees with the way it used to be in Amarillo, Texas when I lived there. But, you know, 30 or 40 at least isn't too bad, you know?
Okay, well, listen, we're going to have to let you go. We're coming up here on a commercial break, and thank you very much. We're going to let you go, and we've got a lot of stuff to cover yet to go. All right, we got another caller waiting on the line when we come back from this next commercial break. Meanwhile, as if Hillary didn't have enough, the attorneys for Pat Smith and Charles Wood filed a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton for defamation regarding her statements over the consulate at Benghazi. Nobody from Hillary Clinton's office ever bothered to show up, and so now Larry Klayman has filed for a default judgment in that case. Going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right to the phones. Kyle in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
My mother, Clinton's finished. There's no way that she can come back from this. The DNC basically is Hillary Clinton. And if they're meeting to possibly replace her, I mean, the severity of the situation cannot be overstated. As far as the body double goes, if you think that's insane, go watch the movie The Devil's Double, which is a true story about Uday Hussein and the body double he ran for 5 years, who was out there doing all of his public appearances. What astounds me is how the lies that these people have told, they don't even hold consistency. She has pneumonia. How did she pop up an hour and a half later healthy as a horse? There are so many things about this that do not make sense, that even the most hardened Democratic Hillary supporter can't deny. You cannot deny that what this you're being fed, not to mention we just had the mainstream media for the past week and a half telling everybody, this is insane. How could you possibly think this? And then this happens. Credibility is shot. 6%, they might be down to 2% of any sort of credibility in the next week or so. None of this. All of this, I should say, all of this put together spells out Hillary Clinton is finished. There's no way she could possibly win the presidential election unless they were to assassinate Donald Trump at this point?
Well, you know, at this point, if Hillary suffered a stroke and they got her to medical care soon enough, it's possible she could come back, and maybe that's what they're waiting to see is going to happen. You know, what we do know, though, is, you know, we're being mushroomed. You know, we're being kept in the dark and fed on poo, and we don't really know what's going on. We've got that bizarre story out of WABC saying that she's already dead. We have that video of what appears to be a nurse doing the squeeze my fingers test, which is something that you do for people who are suffering a stroke. And, you know, if it hadn't been for that one individual with the camera, I'm sure that the corporate media would still be out there saying, oh, this concern about Hillary, it's all a conspiracy theory, it's sexist, it's nonsense. But, you know, the video's out there.
Literally, mainstream media was lying about the weather. Something you could go and check and see. Wait, it wasn't 88 degrees, it was 75 degrees. The humidity was 40%. It was a beautiful day. The best day in New York for probably 2 months. Literally, the mainstream media is out there saying, don't believe your lying eyes. It was a brutally hot day. The humidity was off the scale. Oh, and it's not a coincidence that the person who's been challenged on her health for the past month and a half was the only one that happened to pass out at this 9/11 memorial.
They're probably using writers left over from the global warming stuff. You wouldn't believe how hot it is. It's just brutal. It's the hottest July ever since we started taking records. And
don't walk outside and feel the weather. Leave my thermos. Where's my thermometer?
Yes. Yeah, I have a weather station here. Same thing. It's got an indoor and outdoor component. But we know that the corporate media, prostitutes, and correspondents, that's what they're paid to do, is to lie to you. And if they ever dare tell you the truth, the courts have ruled. The corporate media can fire any one of their reporters who tries to report the truth to you for cause. That was decided in that Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit. It was a tremendous miscarriage of justice. And it is a reminder that, yes, the corporate media is here to sell you things. A new war, a new president, a new policy, a new tax, and so forth. Anything else, Kyle?
It's not the crime that gets you. It's the cover-up.
That's true, according to Richard Nixon. All right, we're going to let you go. Switch over to Scott in Norfolk. Scott, we're probably going to have to take you into the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. Listen, I don't know if you saw this, but when I first saw that video, did you notice how stiff she was when she was being handled? It looked to me like she was having a seizure or something, like her whole upper body was stiff. When they moved her around, it was almost like they were moving around a mannequin at one point.
I think they were holding her up.
And I wasn't too impressed with how the Secret Service... Still there?
Yeah, we're going to take a break here. Stay on the line. We're going to come back right to you right after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Scott. And Scott, what else did you want to add?
Well, two things. One, I wasn't really impressed with how the Secret Service handled her. I don't know if you remember, but that heavyset dude, the black guy that had the pen in his hand a while
yes.
ago, he comes up to her and tries to grab her arm where the lady was holding on to her. Instead of going to the other side of her and the two of her help, two of them helping her into the van.
Mm-hmm.
And it would seem very clumsy because she actually collapsed, and that shouldn't have happened with, you know, that many security personnel who know there's an issue. They should have held her up to where she would never have fallen down. I just wasn't impressed with the whole thing. And he didn't open the left door all the way, just kind of half-assed opened it, and I just wasn't impressed with that. The second thing I noticed is that when I saw that video, and it was very hard to find that video, I went into LiveLeak to find it. The news had the video, but they wouldn't show it until they could show you a video of her coming out of Chelsea's apartment. Fine.
Yeah.
And then after
coming out of Chelsea's apartment.
Well, who knows? But this discredits her whole reporter pool that's been traveling with her, because they didn't tell us that she had pneumonia. They never told us that she was feeling sick, and they should have known. I would like to find out who is in her press pool get their names, and I will never read anything that they write again, ever. They're totally discredited by what happened this weekend. Absolutely. If they weren't discredited before.
So, with something about the press pool that goes along with a candidate, they're either for the candidate or they don't get those positions on the press pool. I mean, that's just a given there. In fact, if you go back to the HBO series Newsroom, where part of the storyline in the middle of that is where they're out on the campaign trail with a candidate, and you can see a really good examination of how that whole thing works. The issue I have with the Secret Service is the normal Secret Service protocol when the protectee is having some kind of a medical trauma is to take them to a prearranged designated level one trauma center. They didn't do that. They took her to Chelsea's previous hospital place. They obviously did not want an ER to have access to Hillary Clinton because they can't control what people in the ER are saying after the fact.
And that would have completely ruined her if she had gone to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been over for her as far as her. We're so close to the debates. And what I'm worried is she's going to go ahead and use her health concerns as a way to get out of the future debates.
Well, she certainly could use it to avoid any further prosecution because they're still piling on there. Tomorrow, the U.S. Marshals are going to serve three more subpoenas from the Oversight Committee on her tech staff for that email server. That has not gone away because of her medical issues. And Hillary could easily decide she's not going to win the presidency, so she'll just play up her medical issues and say, pity me, and Obama will say, yes, she's suffered enough, here's a presidential pardon, and basically end all the investigations. Not because he cares about Hillary Clinton, but because if Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. secrets through her weak email server and using that Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the money, that's a scandal that could bring the entire U.S. government down.
Well, I think it's eventually going to come out. If Trump wins, I think he's going to bring it out. I don't think he's going to allow this to be covered up.
If Trey Gowdy is his attorney general, I'm expecting Trey Gowdy to just dig out all of this dirt. And it's time for it to come on out. This narcocracy is this malignant tumor that has been at the heart of our country for 30 years. It's time for it to go.
And we're going to have to root it out of our judicial system. There's a slew of judges and U.S. attorneys that have to see justice. He has to go after them. Because if he doesn't go after them, they're going to go after Trump. And I think Trump's smart enough to know he's got to root out all of the corruption as much as he can, or else they're going to get him.
Well, anything I can do to help, I'm definitely willing to do. Thanks an awful lot, Scott. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Gary in Arkansas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is slightly off topic, but I think it's quite important. I heard on another source Trump making a statement that there's going to be a banking crisis in 70 days, and that was about 5 days ago. And I'm definitely pulling all my money out of the bank, and I'm not going to get direct deposit on my Social Security check because everybody knows that once you deposit money in a bank, that becomes their property. You have the right to draw on it, but you don't have ownership of that. You've just made an investment in a bank, and they're just liable to hand you some worthless common shares. So is there any discussion on this? I haven't heard much said about that.
Well, we've been discussing it for a long time. It's obvious there's going to be a major, major crash. The Federal Reserve is trying to hold it off until after the election in order to benefit the incumbencies and benefit Hillary Clinton, who at least until yesterday was their lady. If the crash occurs before the election, if it happens in the next couple of weeks, it's definitely going to help Donald Trump. But it's going to happen imminently anyway. And Donald Trump may get stuck with the new depression the way Herbert Hoover got stuck with the last one.
Well, he was pretty adamant, I think. He said within 70 days, and that was 5 days ago. So everybody take it from there. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, forewarned is forearmed. All right. Well, listen, Gary, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and get on back to the news here. What's really interesting, looking at the corporate media and how desperate they are to spin their way out of this mess with Hillary, they're actually out there saying, well, the fact that Hillary was unsteady on her feet at 9/11, this should amplify calls for the full release of Donald Trump's medical records. I mean, that's how they're trying to turn it around. Well, see, now we've got to worry about Donald Trump. He might be mentally ill. He might have some problems. We need to find that out now. Donald Trump isn't the one who's symptomatic. And all we have of Hillary's medical records is a letter by her pet doctor that she's all hunky-dory. And a little reminder, especially in this age of toxic vaccines and drugs prescribed that you don't really need, just being a doctor does not automatically make you a better, more moral, more ethical human being. Just makes you somebody who knows how to write prescriptions. Remember that doctor they sent to jail for 45 years? Because during his entire career, he had been telling perfectly healthy people they had cancer to sell them highly profitable chemotherapy and radiation treatments, which harmed the patients. Just because somebody's a doctor doesn't mean they're an honorable person. And so a letter from Hillary's doctor is not very reassuring. I mean, out in California, there are doctors whose entire career is just writing prescriptions for medical marijuana. They don't do anything else. They don't even put Band-Aids on people. That's their entire practice. Oh, I have a medical need for marijuana. There's your prescription. That's it. All right, let's grab another phone call. Stuart from Illinois. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I was looking at the video off of Drudge. It says two different angles of Hillary getting in the van. In one angle, she's getting in on the passenger side. In the other angle, she's getting in on the driver's side of the van. Anybody say anything about that?
No, I hadn't seen that. If you could, are you talking about... is it the video, did they take one picture when she was getting into the van at 9/11 site and then another one later when the body double?
One where she falls onto the sidewalk and they put her in the van. One angle shows her getting in on the driver's side. The other angle shows her getting in on the passenger side.
I'd have to see that because, first of all, I don't recall that she ever actually fell. She just stumbled.
Right, and she stumbles. Same group of people. All I'm saying is I caught it right away when I looked at the video. Two different angles is what it says. One off of Drudge.
All right, I'll take a look.
Tell me what you think.
All right, I'll definitely take a look at that. Thank you for the phone call, Stuart. We're going to switch to Ed in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Great show as usual. I'm not really fond of Comrade Clinton, but as I was taught in Catholic school, hate the sin but love the sinner. I mean, I have to pray for this woman whether I like her or not. I have very little pity for her, though. But if she does decide to drop out, I wonder how this is going to hurt Donald Trump. Because I think Bernie will draw a lot of votes that would have gone to Trump back to the Democrats.
Yeah, it would be a race. But, you know, at that point, you know, Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump, that to me is that's a stable situation because neither one of them are deeply embedded in that narcocracy. That's why they worked so hard to get Bernie Sanders out. And so at that particular point, you know, we'll just see what the voters actually want to do. But in terms of Hillary herself, it's pretty obvious at this point that we're not getting the straight dope what's going on between somebody is posting to Hillary Clinton's Twitter account saying, I'm fine, I can't wait to get back to work. We have no way of knowing if that's really Hillary or not, of course. But we don't know what's going on. We're being kept in the dark, and I think that's going to anger a lot of people. Donald Trump's got a huge amount of momentum. I think if the Democrats want to have any chance at the White House, they got to put Bernie Sanders back in there. But very clearly, the narcocracy doesn't want him there, and I think they're going to try and go with Biden.
I think you might be right, Michael. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to James on Maui. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you just stole my thunder. I was going to say that Biden is a shoe-in, and if I were a betting man, that I would bet that by end of the week they make the announcement. Just the way things are going, she's not getting any
help. Well, like I said, if she suffered a stroke and they got her to medical care soon enough, it's possible she could have at least a partial recovery. So it's going to be a few days while they evaluate and see how bad the damage is really going to be. But yes, by the end of the week, we'll know one way or the other.
Excuse me. Got to remember that the WikiLeaks are coming up right in the context of that first debate. I just can't see them being so foolhardy as to go with anything other than Biden and what's his name, like the Klein guy or whatever it is. They leave him there.
Yeah, I think they probably would. They probably would. Again, time will solve that mystery. But we do know that there are these persistent reports. The Democrats are already making plans to basically have to move forward without Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, okay. Well, we agree on that. Good riddance.
I agree with you on that one. And my response to that earlier caller is, thank goodness I'm not Catholic. So, anyway, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, as you know, yesterday was the 15th anniversary of 9/11, and along with the usual regurgitation of the official story that we got all over the corporate media, which nobody was paying attention to, a lot of material came on out about what really happened back on 9/11, including some new peer-reviewed scientific studies. We talked about the one coming out of the European Physics Association, where they said there is absolutely no way that those three buildings came down without controlled demolition. And now we have a new one that was released. The chair of the University Engineering Department, civil and environmental engineering at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks, came on out and said there is no way fire caused the collapse of World Trade Center 7. It just didn't happen. And we've known that all along because, first of all, before 9/11 and since, no steel frame building has ever collapsed from fire. When they had the first Interstate Bank fire out in Los Angeles, the entire floor burned out, leaving nothing but the steel frame, and the building did not collapse. Building 7 went straight down into its own footprint, meaning all the load-bearing members on the ground floor were cut at the exact same instant. Okay, let's take two more phone calls. Mary in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I just want to say quickly, most of the time when people develop seizures as adults, it's from a brain tumor. And Al Pacenik mentioned this before, and he called for Congress to maybe get out her health records because she did have surgery in New York. But today he said that she had two, he didn't say if, he said she had two tumors removed. Hopefully they're not growing back. So that mm-hmm. would also account for, I mean, then she could have strokes, she could have the Parkinson's, and all those other symptoms could be associated with that.
Yes.
That's all I want to say.
It's tough to be getting old, no question about that.
I know.
I'd seen what purported to be a CAT scan of Hillary showing the tumor, but I couldn't find any provenance for it, so I didn't run with that one. But there's no question. There's a problem there. You know, and the White House is not supposed to be a home for aged, weak, and infirm, delusional old ladies. We need the best of the best inside that office. And that's definitely not Hillary Clinton.
I know. And can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Or actually two more things. One thing is that the two views, at least they reported on Alex Jones, that they showed two different views, but it was the same side of the van. I saw, somebody took a view from one little farther out, a different position, and from the side.
Okay.
And there was something else I wanted to say, but I forgot.
All right. Well, listen. Thank you very much.
This is what else is that I forgot you know, of course they would want to, because that other man said he's disappointed that they're not reporting it, but they're not reporting a lot on Hillary. They're doing this on purpose. They're covering up stuff, a whole bunch of stuff about her. So that's all.
Well, they've been covering up for Hillary Clinton going all the way back to the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster.
Exactly. And I think you mentioned the other day there was some connection when they had that when Reagan was in office and they had that gun running and he said he didn't know about it. But didn't that go trace back to Arkansas when Bill Clinton was... Reagan was
president while George Herbert Walker Bush, as his vice president, was organizing this Contra Supply mission, which was totally illegal, and they funded it with all that cocaine they were bringing into Arkansas. That's where all this Bush-Clinton narcocracy tracks back to. Okay,
great, Mary, we'll connect.
Got to let you go. Okay. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back. We've got another caller waiting on the line.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Tonight, women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Coming up on the top of the hour here, and we're going to do Alex in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I just wanted to say that Hillary Clinton that came out and hugged little girl yesterday, no way did she do that after she just collapsed an hour and a half before, especially kneeling down. She just did too many. It's impossible. There's no way that I would ever believe that.
At this point, you know, it's becoming pretty obvious that particular Hillary Clinton wasn't really Hillary Clinton. She's using a body double to convince us that that she's all hunky dory, and it's just all part of the cover up. I mean, if that had been the real Hillary, then she just gave that little kid pneumonia.
That's right. And just think of the liability, which I know they could have signed a non-disclosure, but just think of the liability any doctor would have telling that patient that just collapsed that same day to go out and greet people. No way. There's a liability with her. Or there was a great chance of her to collapse on the ground right there in front of a little kid. Again.
Yes.
And then that would have been viewed by everybody, or maybe not. Where did that video come from? Have you seen more than one footage of that? I mean, from different angles?
Well, it was just, after the Hillary 2, let's just call her Hillary 2. Hillary 2 walked out of the house, waved at the people wearing her sunglasses, different wedding ring, and hugged the kid and then got in the van and drove away, and that was basically it. And they were hoping we were all going to believe that was the real Hillary, but at this point, that's very, very doubtful.
That is doubtful. And I do think that, you know, I've always been a Bernie Sanders supporter. I think Bernie Sanders would win if they let him get back in the race, but I don't think they're going to give him that opportunity. I don't see it happening.
Trump's got so much momentum, and I wouldn't have a problem with Bernie Sanders as president. You know, I prefer Donald Trump, but I'm not strongly objecting to Bernie Sanders either. I objected to either a Clinton or a Bush in that White House ever, ever again.
That's right. We got to get away from those people that are bought. If you're getting too many contributions from the freaking huge corporate tigers that can devour us in a second, you should not be permitted to run in for office.
When this country was started, there were strict limits on how much you could take in donations so that your campaign war chest was a true measure of your popularity. But over time, the corrupting influence on our government has basically opened up the sluices, and Washington, D.C. is now openly for sale to the highest bidder. And unfortunately, that's not the American people. All right, thank you for the call, Alex. We're going to let you go, take a break for station identification, back with Chris in Las Vegas after these few words.
Odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively
effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.